Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone. I'm Claire Braddock and you're listening to Validate the Messages Within. Today we'll be tarot readings. I'm Claire Braddock and before we get to the call lines, I first want to talk about you, my BTR listeners, okay? I provide audio email readings exclusively for my BTR listeners. And on my website, if you go to www.itrustclaire.com, there is in the menu, there's a page called BTR VIP, okay? It is a passcode protected page because it's exclusively only available to my BTR listeners, where you can become eligible, I guess you could say, by just listening, get the password, which I'm going to give out here in a minute, and you have the opportunity to receive an audio email reading from me. To explain that a little bit further, I don't often do email readings, period, being typing everything out. And second of all, I'm only offering email readings in an audio form for my BTR listeners, okay? So the way I do those is you send me in your question, okay? Let me know what your question is to begin with. And then I sit down and audio record your whole reading and then send it to you via your private email address. So this is a private reading, okay? It's not something that's broadcasted onto Blog Talk Radio here. It's not broadcasted onto my podcasts, which I'll talk about later. It is private, confidential, and sent directly to your email address, okay? But you gotta listen to the show, A, to get the password, and B, then you gotta go to my website, obviously, itrustclaire.com, find the link in the menu that says BTR VIP, and here is the password that you will want to enter. Today's password is 10 pentacles. So you're going to type in the number 10, and then no spaces, no capitals. It's all small, all together, pentacles. P-E-N-T-A-C-L-E-S. So 10 pentacles, all one word, no spaces, no capitalization. And the number 10 is not spelled out. It's not typed out. You punch it in on your number keypad. So 10 PENTACLES. 10 pentacles is today's password. And the reason I say it's today's password is because the passwords are only valid until the next broadcasted BTR show. So you want to get in on that fast if you want to get an audio email reading. And again, it's only available. I only have this available for BTR listeners. You have to listen to the show to get that password. So today's password is 10 pentacles. And then I had mentioned that I do a podcast. So that's just another way to get free readings for me, everyone, okay? My podcast is streamed on Anchor FM. The website there is anchor.fm. But it's also broadcasted, streamed on Spotify. So that's way cool. You can listen to my podcasts on Spotify. And the way to have your questions answered on my podcast, you can email me your questions to have answered on my podcast at trustclaire@gmail.com. And you can also send in through audio recording your question on the primary podcast website, which is anchor.fm. There's a link on there to record a message and send in a message. And then your question that you say in your recorded message would also be aired on the show. So I can either receive an email from you with questions to answer for free on the podcast and read it off my email, or if you go to anchor.fm and get in touch with my podcast, then you can send in a recorded message to me. I think that's all I have to say. It's all I have to say about that. We're going to go straight to the call lines. So taking our first caller, you're live on the air. I'm Claire Braddock. What can I help answer for you today? Okay. This
Hello?
Is area code 630. Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
My question is in regards to a friend that I haven't heard from in some time, and I just wanted to know what you see around that situation.
Okay. First thing that comes through, it comes through with a 7-day time frame, okay? So the energy supporting you is to, maintain the strength and confidence for the situation, for this lack of communication, because there's a 7-day time frame with stuff going on. Mentally, what I'm showing in your head is there's a lot of anxiety and fear, but those are all unfounded fears. I keep being shown that you're almost in a sense you're concerned about the worst case scenario, but those are unfounded. That's part of the message that comes through, is that whatever's going on in your head in regards to not having heard from this person, they're unfounded fears. Have patience. Maintain the confidence that things are okay. And then you'll be hearing from this person. Does that make sense so far, how I'm explaining everything?
Yes, it does.
There are.
Yes.
I kind of want to say you want to know a little bit more information in regards to why there hasn't been communication. Would that be accurate?
Yes.
Okay. That answer is family situations. Okay. This person is, it's not specifically keeping things from you. There's family situations that the person is not filling you in on and doesn't want to include you, not because you're not important or anything, but doesn't want to drag you into the family crap that they're going through. Make sense?
Yes.
So, and that's just specifically the answer. They've got family stuff going on that they're dealing with. They don't want to get you involved. They don't want to concern you, don't want to drag you through it with them. And so that's just the reason why they're not contacting you. They want to get through this first. I can tell you that whatever the family situation is that they're not filling you in on, it's all going to work out fine, because I keep being shown at the outcome to the family conflict that's going on gets resolved quickly, and things are back to a harmonious family atmosphere. But this is a situation.
Okay.
I keep being shown a father figure. Yeah, I keep being
yes.
shown a father figure. And there's a transition taking place with the father, and that's what's being dealt with. Do you follow where I'm going?
Yes, yes.
Things will be fine in regards to the father. It's just a transition period, and we all go through this transition. You okay with that?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for the message. I really appreciate it.
Okay. You have a wonderful rest of the afternoon, wherever you're at. And I'm going to put you back on the listener line and go to the next caller.
Thank you.
All right. Next caller in line. This is area code 805. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Donna? Hi, I'm good. What can I help?
Hi.
Look
Good.
Into for you.
About 6 weeks ago, I was in my daily meditation, and I've been asking the universe to bring in a male partner for me for marriage, and then also more money to come in so I can go traveling. And all of a sudden, I got a message that said it's coming soon, and my whole body filled up with love, and I had such appreciation, and it was just very soft and gentle. And so I wanted to know what you were picking up about this, please.
Okay, so this gentleman, one, you did tap in directly to him, okay? Because I was immediately shown the matching vibrational energy, and he comes through with what I refer to as husband energy. So between the two of you, it would be a husband and wife vibration energy, that partnership, okay? So that, you got to, you already know this. That's probably why you're calling into the show, Validate the Messages Within. You already know, you know, you know, but you don't know how you know, that this is your husband. This is your future husband.
Oh,
this
good.
Is the soul that you actually connected with, that you've already known, in a sense, I would say reconnected with during a meditation. Okay.
Oh.
I'm also shown the energy around you and supporting you are the legal contracts. So this would be a legal marriage. The energy around you, your guides, guardians, angels, even his soul. And then it comes through as in reverse as well. So what I'm telling you right now is true for him, the energy around him individually, and the energy around you individually that's supporting this, is that this would be moving into then eventually the legal contract of a marriage. I get
that
patience.
What I want.
You still need patience.
Yeah.
All of your hard work's going to pay off. So all the work, the inner personal work that you've done to get to this point in your life,
mm-hmm.
that's all going to be paying off. It'll pay off. There's still some reservations. And let's see, this is more connected to you. More on your end, there are some reservations. And the place where the reservations are being held is financially. What do you want to pursue more, or what do you want to pursue first? Is it career or is it relationship? That's where your reservations are. What I do immediately
next.
Yeah,
I'm kind of retired. Yeah, I'm kind of retired. I'm 65, so you know, I enter a lot of sweepstakes and stuff, and I want a car once and a couple trips. Yeah. I kind of depend on that to get me through.
And you had said at the beginning of the call, you want more money to travel more or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that will all come.
Okay.
I would say, because the most important information that comes through in a reading needs to, A, by me, be said, B, transpire for whoever I'm reading to before other information comes through, in a sense, I guess you could say. Because when, for example, when a person asks about a love interest, but there's, this isn't specific to you, but just as an example, if there's career setbacks that are going to take place immediately in a person's life that are going to affect a future relationship, then that's the information that comes through. For example, so when it comes to your reservations in what should I do? Should I continue trying to pursue more money so I can travel more? Put that aside. That's not going to be important, because the relationship is what's most important, what's going to come before more money comes through.
Yeah.
Because it looks more like the time of traveling more often is actually going to transpire in a timeline where it's the two of you, not you individually.
Oh,
so
that's,
do you understand
nice.
Saying that? So yeah.
Yeah.
So committed relationship.
That.
Yeah, wouldn't we all? Committed relationship. The soul connection. This is a huge soulmate connection, and this is gonna this is just gonna completely turn your life around.
Oh, I'm so happy. Been a long
and it will
time
happen
coming.
Soon. I'm not getting a specific time frame. I can tell you, because I've got a male figure coming through that comes through in your immediate, the next thing you can expect to happen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, good.
Anything else that you want to ask in regards to all that?
Do you think I'm going to meet him in the town where I live? Or will I meet him outside on the internet? I mean, I don't know how I'm going to meet him.
Well, what's coming through is that you would meet him where you're located.
Oh, good.
because I'm not being shown when I ask the question what would be symbolic for me to interpret as internet connection or traveling indication. So it would, mm-hmm. I mean, of course, there's going to be travel involved because we all travel within our own city and we have to go to the grocery store and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's not on a trip. The information of meeting someone while you're out on a trip, that symbol is not coming through, and the internet, phones, all that doesn't come through as a means of either. So this person you would be meeting very quickly, very soon. There's soul connections. Like I said, that's constant. And then it would be someone that lives in the same area as you, because, you know, it doesn't even come through that this would be a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, that's better. Much better. You get to
they usually
spend
are.
Time with
so
someone
he's,
that way.
He's there.
Oh, good. And it's going to be a marriage. I'm so happy. Wow.
Yeah.
I've never been married.
It's on the legal contract. You'll already have the dynamics of husband and wife in that relationship, but they will also be connected to that is where I'm shown an actual contract, marriage contract.
Good.
So it's more than just a soul contract. It's an actual making that happen in this
yeah.
life.
Oh.
Focus on foreign
yeah.
meditation.
Oh, you're so good.
Thing.
Thank you.
I wouldn't say the same thing as he's not doing meditations like you are, but he has that knowing, that sense, he's ready, and he feels your energy because both of your teams, your spirit teams, are around you supporting this time in your life to now meet, your souls reunite
mm-hmm.
on a higher dimension. So, all right, wonderful, Donna. I hope you have a good rest of the day, and I'm going to
yeah,
back on the listener
so
line.
Much. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay, going to the next person in line. We got area code 484 on the line.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Sarah, and
Sarah,
I'm going to just
hi.
Jump right into my question.
Sure.
Thank you. I wanted to see about my current job. I've been there close to 2 years. I like the environment very much. The job, and I wanted to see what you're picking up as far as me, you know, any promotions, any improvements or anything of that nature, you know, this job for me.
I actually see changes happening within your job. I'm not sure exactly where to place it, but I see travel connected to your job, and it comes to you as an unexpected opportunity to have a connected travel with the work. And it comes through as
okay.
I know you said you've been there 2 years, but I'm actually being shown that what comes through in your soon to be immediate past is a new job opportunity that you're going to be jumping into. So I don't know if this is a job offer in the current company, or if you just all of a sudden you've got this opportunity, this job opportunity come your way that you quit where you're at right now and jump into a new job, but it's this new opportunity, new job that brings in travel connected to your work where you're, and it keeps coming to you as more success.
Okay. So
more
it could
success,
be where I'm
or,
at
uh-huh.
or somewhere else.
Right. Either way, what my guides keep bringing my focus back to is what it keeps coming through as your soon-to-be immediate past, where there's going to be a job opportunity that has travel connected to it unexpectedly, and you've got more money and more ability to have solitude because you've got the finances to back up your solitude.
Okay.
And comfort.
So what you're saying is that the new opportunity will have some traveling involved. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I see.
You travel for work, but it's even though it's traveling for work, it's it's an enjoyable traveling. It's not like, oh, crap, I got to go. They're sending me off to such and such this weekend now or whatever. It's like, oh, my God, yay. My company's sending me to wherever, and it's I've always wanted to go there. Plus, I get to do what I love doing type energy,
right.
type feeling. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Anything
okay.
else connected to that or that you need some help
Are
with?
Are you by any chance picking up a time frame when you see all this change happening?
We're looking at within the next 2 months, like from the time of this reading over the next 2 months. Again, keep in mind, that's where my guides bring me back to what is going to be in your soon-to-be past, that this opportunity is right there, right now. And you're not going to have much of an opportunity to pass it by because this is coming to you one way or the other, where you have this opportunity to move forward to a position that brings more money and travel connected, like you're to places that you want to be at, want to go.
Right. I mean, it's funny you say that
right.
because my company is going to be plugging in a substantial amount of money. I think is somewhere about $3 million to grow the company.
Wow.
And yeah, that is substantial. We're doing a lot of things, and that could be tied to that. You know, because I haven't been applying for positions anywhere else or anything. And I did say something about, you know, most likely hiring more folks, but they didn't really get into too many details. That was just a preliminary meeting. Yeah.
Okay, they'd rather hire within than out. So they'd rather have
right.
you in this position than hiring somebody that never worked for them before.
I mean, it's not just one position. It's going to be like a lot for different department, like sales, et cetera, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Take hold of the opportunity.
So,
pursue it. Because this opportunity is it's coming your way. They want you for it.
Okay.
You make,
I'm wondering. I mean, I work in IT now, but I'm thinking it probably has to do with the application. It's probably something along the lines of training folks. I mean, what else will you travel for? That's what I'm thinking it's going to be.
Say that again. I've got a huge rainstorm coming down, and I.
Yeah. No. What I'm saying is that I'm thinking is something involved like with training, because I already utilize the system quite a bit, and probably it's going to involve maybe, you know, training folks, you know, to utilize the system or stuff of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking, you know, because I already, you know, work in the system quite a bit. So.
Okay. And yes, but one of the reasons what comes through is one of the reasons why they want you is they don't need to further train you immediately. Further
mm-hmm.
training is something that comes through it later. You're a prime
right.
candidate because they don't need to train you and they don't need to give you additional training at this time. You're their prime candidate to just hire, go.
Right, right.
And that's what they want.
Okay.
They don't want to waste
right,
time
right.
and money trying to, A, hire somebody from outside the company, and, B, hire somebody that's in the company who they can't rely on. They feel they would need to retrain or do more.
To know things, and I've been here close to 2 years, and, you know, it takes a bit to learn the technology, the software.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be perfect for it. There,
so do you think it's going to be a lot of travel? That's my only concern. It's not going to be like every weekend or every day hopping on a plane or whenever. So.
No. No. When I look at the travel that's coming, it's don't worry yourself. Don't ruminate on this and not get sleep over it, because when I look at the travel involved, I keep being shown you're excited about it. Every single time they send you somewhere, you're excited to go. It doesn't matter when it is.
Right.
Because even if they're sending you constantly, you're like, thank God, I get to go again. I'm I'm off and running,
right.
And it's where you want to go and be.
What
so,
I'm thinking, I'm in a northeast area, so I'm thinking maybe, you know, because we have folks for that already. I think, and everybody sticks to their own region. So it's not like I got to hop in a plane and I got to go all the way to California or go to the Midwest or et cetera. Probably, you know,
right.
It's going to be within my region type of thing. You know, that's what I'm thinking. But if they want to send me to Hawaii, I'm not going to say no.
Exactly. And when you say that, that's where I keep being shown vacation time. They're sending you places where it's sunny, it's bright. And, you know, if those opportunities are going to come up. You're going to love
right.
being where you're at in your region, but you're the one that they're going to want to ask to go out of state. And that's places that you want to go visit and work.
Because
who
probably wouldn't
love
that
a job
I like
where
to travel.
To get paid to, yeah, you're paid to travel
right.
the world. Well, I say the world, but put that in the back of your mind, because if it slipped out of my mouth, then that's obviously something that's potential
right,
in
right.
the future as well.
Right, right. Okay.
Okay, Sarah, I'm going to put you back on the listener line. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the reading. Bye-bye.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm bringing on the air next. It's going to be area code 510. And keep in mind, I have a downpour of rain happening outside, and so it's pretty loud. And so if I have to ask you to repeat yourself so that I can hear again or more clearly because of this downpour of rain, I do apologize for that. So area code 510, you're live on the air.
Hi, Claire. My name is Rachel. Thank you for your
Rachel.
Show. This is my first time calling. And my question,
hey.
Too, has to do with relationships. I'd like to know if you see anything coming up this year for me.
Okay. I do have a male figure coming through. Got a male figure coming through, and then I also on your mind have a stronger male figure coming through. So there's the way I'm interpreting this is that there's a man that you are, we'll say hopeful about, because I'm shown in your heart chakra, wishes fulfilled, desires fulfilled. You want this relationship, but it's coming through with the person that you want it with. There's a lack there. You wish it was him, and mentally you wish he was a more of the man that you want him to be, I guess, would be a way to explain it. Does that make sense how I'm explaining this?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. So, specifically on if a relationship manifests over the rest of the following year, that specific answer comes through as a yes. You're looking at closer to, I keep getting 6 months. There's something, it's going to take approximately 6 months to start to transpire and unfold to where you are confident this is the person, this is the one, this is the relationship I want to commit to and have as a long-term fulfilling relationship. The number six comes through very strongly, and I get it in two ways. It's a large six, which indicates a month. That would be this month, June. And it also comes through as a large six indicating 6 months. So starting this month, going towards the next and following 6 months, this relationship is going to start to transpire and come into your life to where you have the confidence and security and knowingness deep in your soul that this is the one. This is the relationship that is meant to be long-term that you want to commit to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been around long enough to know what's really important to me. So I do visualize in my chart the qualities of a person I'm looking for, and I'm waiting long enough for that to materialize.
Okay, the issue is not you, okay? That's the message that comes through. The issue and hold back or set back, it's not you. The hold up is on that other person's end. Okay.
Okay.
They're lacking in an area that you desire. So I'm like, I'm going back. My guides are showing me back to the beginning of the reading where I had a male figure coming through and connected to him. Mm-hmm. I'm shown there's, it's like there's a hole in him. When I see him psychically, energetically, metaphorically speaking, there's a hole. It's like, I can't think of the word, but what that, like, it's like cataracts or something where you see a black spot in your vision. That's what I keep being shown when I'm looking at him psychically, that there is a area of him that is lacking what your desire is for him. So there's an area
but
of his life, lifestyle or something.
Can a person actually acquire a trait that's desirable to somebody else? Aren't you born with that? So I would have to accept him without that quality as is, because I don't think somebody can change, correct?
Yes and no. I mean, this isn't coming through as a personality flaw or something that you don't desire in him. It comes through more that this person isn't, it's not exactly at that expectation that you want right now. And it can be something simple. I mean, when we say a person can't change, well, where they're at on their journey is where they are now, but where they are and later will be different. And I keep being shown as an example. For example, there's plenty of people out there that don't believe in ghosts and spirits and haunted houses and whatnot until they experience it. All of a sudden, they're the ones that are put in a situation where they're seeing a spirit right in front of them, and now they're a believer. Make sense?
I see. Yes.
So this isn't something when I keep being shown the reason. Go ahead.
Oh, I'll continue, please.
Oh, okay. I thought you interrupted me, and so I was going to let you go. But, okay, so it's not a situation with him right now that he's lacking one of your requirements, we'll say, of what you're looking for in a relationship and in your partner. He's coming through with he doesn't have it exactly right now, and that's why he's not in your life right now. It's on his part where there's that one thing that's lacking, and it's going to come into clarity for him, which is going to bring into clarity the relationship between the two of you so that the two of you can meet and be together. And that's going to take – that's where the six-month time frame comes in.
Good. I can wait. Now, do you see that I will meet him in my area, or how will I encounter him? I don't do online, but I have thought about that.
It's not online either. We've had other callers asking online. Nope, not online.
Good.
Not online for you either. I do see a mother figure. I'm not sure if it represents you or your mom, but it's connected to, because I get mother figure connected to traveling. Do you know where to place this, or do you want me to try and get more information so I can continue?
Well, I do travel, not for pleasure. No, not for business, but not for pleasure. It's obligation. And my mom has passed.
Okay, do you have children?
No.
Okay, then that helps me clarify better. So your mom has passed. There's something connected with your mom that you would be traveling for, and I know she's crossed over, but the traveling is connected. There's something connected with your mom and the traveling that you do, and in that aspect, here in the near future, that's where the meeting takes place between you and this person.
Okay, I do travel out of state to my parents' home to look after my elderly dad. So if that's the connection, that might
then
be
yes.
It, maybe?
That's it on the head. I get a direct answer, yes. Your father, you're thinking about your father. You travel towards your yes, your father to take care of him, but that's where your mother lived too, right? Your mother lived there.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
When you are traveling, thinking about your mom, because your dad's on your mind, that's where this relationship is formed, started.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
Your answer.
Okay.
Simple as
I also have, here in my office, I have her pictures everywhere. So it's like every minute of every day, I see my mother and I think about my mother as well.
Yeah, but this is travel connected, where you're in
okay.
your office, but you there's I am shown change of scenery. So yeah, you can have this is where you're normally at. That's a normal scene for you, but then the scene changes, and you have to go somewhere else
mm-hmm.
to see your mom. And so that would be at where your dad's at, where you sense your mom around your dad more there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're their child.
Well,
so.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Well, that's helpful. That's encouraging.
Take good notes.
Thank you.
Yes,
I did.
down things
I did.
That are,
I got
that are key
down.
Points. And again,
right.
don't
yes.
Don't limit the way the universe and our souls operate, okay? Really nothing's
mm-hmm.
in stone. I know that there's a lot of truth, I guess you could say, to our astrological birth charts and everything, but they're so oftentimes just a blueprint, like the blueprint to a house. You can knock out walls. We all have flaws that we want to change, that we want to experience and change and all that stuff. They're just blueprints. And what I see when I look at this person coming into your life, there is just an aspect of him that he is currently working on to resolve, and then you become united and you're matched up. The timing is just not right for him right now because he's still working on improving himself.
That's worth waiting for.
It is. It is. I can tell you my personal experience where I'm in a wonderful relationship now. He was my neighbor for over a year, but nothing happened until that year was up, and that was due to the current situation going on in his life. He was in the midst of court battles with an ex-wife over the kids, and he was getting custody over the kids, blah, blah, blah. And so he was not in a space to get into a relationship. And I, having gone through a similar previous years back situation, I understand. I didn't want at that time during that year to get involved with somebody that was going through court stuff and kids and just, you know, mentally not there with me because mentally their mind is on a different priority. So that's what comes through for you with this relationship going on. The timing's not right, and you'll meet each other, but you're going to find over the next 6 months, you'll get to witness the change in him as well, to where then all of a sudden the timing becomes perfect.
Okay. Yes. That sounds
all right.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
It is good.
Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome.
God bless
Have
you.
A wonderful rest of the day.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. I've got time for one more, I hope. If I can see correctly, we should have a few more minutes, possibly. So I'm going to pull on the air. This is a 111111111 number. You're live on the air. Hello. One more time. 111, you're live on the air. Okay, so that's I can hear, but I don't know if the other person on the other line can hear. You're live on the air. All right. So that call did not go through, and that's okay. We've only got like 5 minutes left possibly, so we'll get this show wrapped up. I want to remind everyone that you've been listening to Validate the Messages Within. I'm Claire Braddock, and you can always go to my website at www.itrustclaire.com. There you're going to find a link to BTR VIP, and that's an exclusive web page just for BTR listeners. You'll want to type in the password 10 pentacles. That is the number 10, PENTACLES, and you will be taken to a page where you can exclusively receive an audio email reading from me. With that said, everybody have a wonderful rest of the afternoon wherever you are at.